This is the Don and Mike Show.
Live from Springfield, the entertainment capital of this state, the Krusty Comeback Special.
Send in the clowns. Those daffy, laffy clowns. Send in those soulful and doleful schmaltz by the bowlful clowns.
Ha ha!
Send in the clowns.
Joke.
Careful, rescue here.
Hey, Jack.
Ha-ha.
I love you, Krusty.
Quiet.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Legendary Canadian troubadours, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, McMahon, Krusty the Clown, let's bring in Dick Dizel. Who was not my Captain 20
no.
when I was a boy.
Captain, my captain.
He was the third in the line of Captain 20s. Let me just give you a little background. I grew up here in the D.C. area, and back in the day, there was the guy that would be on TV in the afternoons, and he would be on in between Mr. Ed and the Munsters and Batman.
Right.
And he would wear a spacesuit.
I think for most cities in the country, anybody that's ever had a local kids show, they have their, you know, Ranger Andy, Captain 20, but this is Dick Dizel. Hi, Dick!
Hey!
How are you? And that's kind of a, like, Captain 20 greeting right there.
Oh, because I hear you had Krusty the Clown there, so I thought maybe you were bringing Bozo on.
So did you ever do Bozo? Did you ever play Bozo?
Actually, Bozo is what brought me to Washington.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he has a website, Captain20.com,
mm-hmm.
CountGore.com. He not only played Captain 20, he played the guy who slept in the coffin and came out with a creature feature.
Of course I did. There was no question about it. Yes. Which is, of course, the fun part of the whole thing. You know, you did the kid stuff during the day, and then you get to do adult stuff at Saturday night.
They don't do that, like, at many local TV stations anymore, do they? Do they have that?
There are still some stations around the country that do it. Svengoolie in Chicago is still on. Son of Ghoul in Cleveland is still on. And actually, there's a whole big renaissance of the horror host on the cable access channels.
So for a second, Dick, and I'm not making a joke here like about kid touchers, but today, in the environment we have today, you really couldn't have a Captain 20 show, could you?
No.
Where you would have kids coming down and running around on the set, and a man dressed up in a spacesuit, you know, like picking kids up and putting them on bicycles. It would just be, someone would say, it's creepy. Don't you think that it would be perceived that way?
I don't know if that's
in our society now.
Maybe, but most likely it wouldn't happen because there's nobody in management that would think it would make money.
Right. Okay, but I mean, in its day, it did make a little money, right?
Kids show hosts probably evolved from the standpoint that these local stations had everyone had the same cartoons. They had to find a way to differentiate themselves from one station to another. Here in Washington, WTTG had cartoons. WDCA had cartoons. How could a small station like DCA compete? Well, they put in the Captain 20.
Right. And that was the perfect size station that would have that kind of a
show. But I guess what I was saying was that you had, at that point, on a daily basis, a grown man having interplay with young children.
Yeah, I think really that would probably be a little, odd now.
And now people would think, like, oh, God, it's like Pee-wee Herman. He's probably...
Well, Pee-wee Herman didn't help like the cause at all, right?
And, and not to mention the fact, we kid about it, when I was... Twice I was on the Captain 20 show, don't you know? Once to get the bicycle that I wanted, once to do my magic act.
And, so Mike, you were on with Johnny then?
Yes, with the... Now, he was the first Captain 20.
Yeah.
The first Captain 20. What happened to the first Captain 20, that there would be a second one and then you a third one?
I never really got the full story of why Johnny left, but he was doing a lot of things other than Captain 20. He also had a stand-up act, and he was doing theater work. And evidently, he left.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing when you say theater work, because here's my knowledge of Captain 20. Okay, we've got three gerbils. We've got Munsters, we've got Batman, and we've got I Love Lucy. Which one do you think will win the race? I mean,
Ultraman.
Oh, and Ultraman, right. Ultraman was a great show.
Ultraman, yeah, I remember that.
So you're talking about a concept that by the time it got to you, they didn't race gerbils. They race monkeys, right?
Right, monkey races.
Now, you mentioned that yesterday, and we didn't really pursue it that much. You say, were these like chimps, or were these regular monkeys?
I was told you guys want to talk about gerbils. Let's talk about gerbils. The great Valentine present. Get three of them. Give them names, and you can race them. No, all that aside. Gerbils were Milt Grant's idea. He was a general manager and founder of Channel 20.
Channel 20, right.
Yeah. Well, his idea was you race these gerbils. And you know what? In 1969, when he did this, it got him the Holy Grail. He got front page, full cover of a close-up of a gerbil on the Post TV magazine. Man, that was big!
Mike, I'm telling you, I lived it, and I was a winner. You have to imagine like the soapbox derby when you were a kid.
Right.
Sure. It had the wooden slots.
Yeah, see, I don't think, when I went on Ranger Andy in my hometown, I don't think we had gerbil race.
And there was no such thing as, at least with my Captain 20, being on the telephone or anything. The deal was, he would reach into his big, gigantic plastic ball,
right,
full of names, and they'd pull out the name.
Yeah.
And in my case, he said, you know, it's Mike Source from Upper Marlboro, and
right,
Mike has selected Batman. So then...
So you would be watching at home. You would pick out, like, your gerbil. He'd pick out your name, and you'd already pre-chosen a gerbil.
On the card.
All right,
so
very
cool. You're at home, and you're watching at home. It's like, I remember...
And they really race?
Yes, I remember sitting there going... I can't believe this is happening. And they open up the little doors, and the gerbils would run, and sometimes they would go back towards the other way. Mm-hmm. And
you know, you think of daytime kids TV hosts.
Anyway, I want a cool bike.
You won?
Banana.
Batman won?
Which is how I got to come down and be on the set.
The history of guys that do what you do, I mean, has been the source of material for comedians. I think Johnny Carson
did a
routine. You know, there was the famous blooper thing where the guy comes on, that ought to hold the little bastards. I mean, there's always been that.
Don't forget Kermit Cloney.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, yeah. I remember that. But you've got these guys that do this stuff, and sometimes you've got to be nice to kids on TV, and that's not always easy,
no.
Is it?
No, it isn't.
And now that leads me to my question as far as when you were doing this. I mean, I'm sure you had many, many instances of kids that were not behaving badly. I mean, not behaving well, but who was the worst?
Well, you have to understand, first of all, that when I came here, I was hired as Bozo, and we did Bozo live.
Did you come from another market?
We didn't do it. We did it live in the other market. We did it taped here.
You were Bozo live?
Mike, you got to understand. When I came here, I was hired as Bozo.
I love this. Where were you doing Bozo live?
In Paducah, Kentucky.
Wow. Paducah. You were live on TV being Bozo in 1 Paducah?
1 hour a day, 5 days a week, live, yes, with an audience of 50 kids.
You don't write that. You do not write that. Paducah, Kentucky.
WDXR.
So you got the Kentucky kids and you're Bozo. Is that where you were from, that area?
No. That's right. That's like all of us. We had to cut our teeth someplace in a small market, and that was my small market.
Wow. So you climbed from being the Bozo in Kentucky to being Captain 20 in D.C.?
I was brought in as Bozo, and months after
were
I
they
was
gonna
here...
Were they going to do the Bozo show in D.C.?
We did it, yeah.
Okay, all right.
6 months after I was here, they said, oh, Dick, by the way, we want you to do this other character that we've had hanging around for a couple of years, and they sprung it on me.
That you were 20. Captain 20.
Now, were you the one that come up with the idea for the Mr. Spock ears?
Yeah. That was exactly my idea because I didn't like the character. I didn't want to do the character, and I wanted to differentiate myself as far as I could from the other guys.
Mm-hmm. This is almost
like when we were talking about actors.
This is inside the actors' studio with Dick Dizel.
Actors in their crowd. I didn't want to be identified as the other.
I didn't
Captain
like the character
20s.
Because if I was Captain 20, I'd be Captain 20 for my whole life, which is really kind of the way it's worked out.
And actually, that wasn't the problem. My only problem was I wasn't getting paid for it.
Oh, you weren't getting paid to do it now? Ah, well, there we go.
That was the thing. So we worked on the, we got the monkey races started. Milt had a second great idea. He said the gerbils are tired. And I guess they are.
Did he, you know, you did a little something there. Did he sound like, the gerbils are tired. I want the monkeys.
Oh, no, no. He took his glasses off and said, Dick, the gerbils are tired. So he hired a guy with a bunch of trained monkeys. They brought him into the studio, and they ran contests running up and down the studio, and with different names. It was the same thing. We taped them. We put it. We had a bucket.
Now, when you say tape them, you mean with duct tape or what?
You would tape the monkeys running around.
We put them on videotape, and then we ran the videotape. We had them randomized so that we'd run the contest off of videotape.
Oh, so you didn't have, like, live monkeys racing.
Those
I bet the little ones didn't know that.
Let me tell you, they were nasty little creatures. I had to hold them for promo shots, and this one monkey kept trying to take my costume off. It was just incredible.
Now, were any of the kids ever hip to the fact that you were Captain 20, and then you were also Count Gordeval?
There was a long time debate whether Bozo was Captain 20, Captain 20 was Bozo, and Gore Duvall was who he was. It really hit in 77 when I grew a mustache, because suddenly Captain 20 had a mustache, Gore Duvall had a mustache, but Bozo didn't. Thank God for latex.
Do you know, even though we're goofing on you here,
sure.
Do you know how many kids, though, like me, I mean, I'm goofing on it, but when I was a kid, I mean, goddamn, if it wasn't a big thing that my phone was ringing going, you want a bike on Captain 20?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big deal when you were a kid.
Do you realize how many kids you touched?
77, in 75, we started with the club cards. We distributed 250,000 club cards.
You have one, Rob?
Absolutely.
Oh, my
Rob,
God.
I still have mine. Don, do you have yours?
Yes, I do. Okay, somewhere I've got my you know, Captain 20 club card.
My story, it was a big deal about being in TV, being on TV in Hartford, Connecticut. I went on with a birthday party. We all went down from my neighborhood, and I think it was Linda Katz's birthday party, or it was my birthday party, and Linda Katz was there. And I was sitting next to Linda Katz, and she stuck her tongue out at me right when the camera got on both of them. And I'll never forget that as long
as I live. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
When you were on the show, how many people watched you? Did your parents watch?
I mean, it was like everybody in the world watched.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, this is what I don't understand. When we had the Bozo show, we had 70 to 100 kids on Bozo. We would do a pan of the audience every show.
Right.
Do you realize that every one of those kids had at least 10 other people watching them?
Right.
And it would just infiltrate all over the place. People like to see themselves on television, even today, watching the Today Show. Now, tell me, why aren't we doing this?
Yeah, I mean, when you see the people, like, the thing that sticks in my mind when you saw the Today Show, when they're over there in Italy and you see all the foreign exchange students, 18-year-old kids that are over there going absolutely mental because everybody wants to see somebody they know on TV.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you still get recognized as Captain 20 or as Count Gore Duvall?
Well, Gore's active. Since 1997, we've had the website, the web program.
CountGore.com.
www.CountGore.com.
Mm-hmm.
We do hosted public domain movies. I have my own studio. Matter of fact, my new HD ready studio. And so it's been very active since 97. So Gore is really the one that people talk about. I go to conventions. We do Horror Find up here in Baltimore, Balticon. I'll be going to Cinema Wasteland with a bunch of other horror hosts in
Man,
March.
I bet the liquor flows freely at those funds.
Yeah, it does.
I swear to God, I gotta come out of that coffin again.
Hey, Robbie, get take some headphones because we do have like 8,000 phone calls.
Sure.
Everybody that saw you, Captain 20.
This is cool. We've talked about Captain 20 since you and I have been on the air together.
Yeah, I loved being on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And see, now will you finally get past that whole thing about him touching me?
Of course I will. Well, this is not the Captain 20.
No.
I don't think he would have done that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'd like to meet the one that you were on with.
We didn't laugh.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello, Captain 20?
Yes.
You know what? I've got to tell you, I'm 34 years old. I grew up with you. You were my idol when I was a young boy. It's an honor to say hello to you, sir.
Well, thank you. It's good to know that someone was out there on the other side of the camera watching. Listen to that.
That's real. Hello. That's not fake.
No. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I was wondering what were the ingredients for the Irish slimy.
Now, what is the? Tell us what the Irish slimy is.
Oh, it's the Irish limey.
The Irish limey.
Milk, ice cream, green food coloring. That's all I remember.
The Irish limey. And you didn't slip like a little bourbon in there for yourself.
Actually,
you?
that was one of our puppet characters, Chef Combo.
Oh, Chef Combo. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Chef Combination. The greatest chef of the entire nation.
And of course, there was always Howard Hughes. He was the host of Kids Break, and that was the show that got us the Emmy. Yeah. Kids Break. Yeah, got to talk about that. Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. I just want to relate that my father used to have his own children's morning show back in Indianapolis, and he was known as Cowboy Clyde.
That sounds
well, I'm
nasty.
Sure he couldn't hold Dick's jockstrap.
And
get out of here.
Cowboy Clyde.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's absolutely fantastic to hear this on the radio. I was a Don and Mike fan, or I'm sorry, a Gore Duvall fan way back in 74. I used to watch him in high school.
Good.
And it's just absolutely crazy. And I often wonder what happened. Never knew about CountGore.com either, but I'll be checking that out.
That's very cool.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a cult thing in our little town in Front Royal back there to watch you on Channel 20, man. It was absolutely
Are you feeling
fantastic.
The love, Dick? Are you feeling the love here?
This is like a love fest here. Is this Woodstock?
What about...
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Do you think Count Floyd, in any way, was based on Count Gore Duvall?
I have no idea. I've had people tell me that, you know, he ripped you off. He ripped you off. I have no idea. I don't never know. Yeah, it's a great show.
I know it's going to be scary.
But, you know, he sounds an awful lot like Zach Riley out of New York.
Okay.
Who's one of the original? Yeah, I mean, he was one of the original pioneers in horror hosting. He was a vampire out in New York.
When you talk about horror hosting, I'm going to ask you, how many of the horror hosts around the nation would be based on the Dracula character? Oh. I mean, are most of them the Dracula character?
No.
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 Okay.
It's a split between the Dracula character, the mad scientist, and, oh God! Zombies.
Okay. All right. So it's a variety.
Yeah. I would have to say the vampire and the mad scientist would be probably the most prevalent, except for the Elvira types. Whoa.
Now, did you ever get laid because you were Captain 20 or because you were Count Gore Duvall?
No.
Don't lie.
Look at him, at least being all bad.
I'm not talking about with kids. I'm talking about like with their moms. Never.
No.
You never got a Captain 20 handle?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, Dick Geisel. Hey, 1980, spring of 1980, Falls Church High School, I brought you in as a guest judge for the Miss Falls Church beauty pageant. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Well, of course, my question is...
I don't remember. Jesus Christ. Do you remember that time?
What was the suit? I'm not from the area, so I don't remember what was the suit.
It changed. The first one was kind of a green jumpsuit. Then it went to a fuchsia jumpsuit with a yellow turtleneck. And then we went to a beige jumpsuit with a brown turtleneck.
It was all very lost in space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was a space character.
My Captain 20 had
No wonder you dug it, because you were into that type of stuff.
My Captain 20 had the space suit that looked like aluminum foil.
Okay.
That was Tony. He was number two.
Well, no. No,
that,
it was
the
number one.
The H would figure that it would be number two.
I don't remember, Mike.
What year was it?
I can tell you.
1970.
70 was Johnny. Yeah, it was number one.
All right, well, then it was number one.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
We're talking about number one or number two.
Maybe I've had...
This is why I like number three.
Maybe I've had experience with both number one and number two.
Do you think once
sure
that happened...
No, hold on.
Maybe you went on one with number one and one with number two.
Because I won the bicycle with number one and did my magic show with number two.
And that makes sense, because Tony was a big magic fan. He had also a character called Mark Manchester, Manly, or whatever it was, and he used to do magic on the show. So.
Did a kid ever hurt you?
What?
Did a kid ever hurt you? Did
no.
a kid ever did get so bratty, kick you, bite you, anything like that?
The worst that ever happened was a kid at a personal appearance. We were standing behind a table as Bozo, and he kept coming up and kicking me, you know. And
that's it.
Finally, I turned to him and said, hey, see those shoes? And they're, 2 feet long. I said, if I turn around and do this to you, imagine what it's going to feel like. And he took one look and turned around and walked away.
Okay. All right. No, I thought somebody might have hurt you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I've got my Lactona toothbrush. Well, that was Wonderama. Sorry.
Yeah. Channel 5.
Wonderama.
Wonderama, was that enough? Did you have dueling hosts in
that
in this
Bob
market?
That was Bob McAllister, who really was a kid toucher.
Hello.
That was national.
Yeah. John and Mike's show. Hello.
Captain 20, can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Yeah, Captain, I just wanted to ask you, wasn't there, when you were in the Captain 20 costume, weren't you often pushing these backyard fair, carnival type things that you would do to benefit children with leukemia? Wasn't that a big thing?
Actually, you got it half right. That was Bozo. Bozo was very much involved with the Leukemia Society. We did the backyard fairs for a number of years.
Didn't Bozo, wasn't there like licensing involved? Didn't he, a few years back, wasn't
didn't
he all bitter?
Larry Harmon on the show, he's old and bitter and mad.
So horribly mad.
Oh, well, Larry used to come by the station once a year and just critique the show, and I would be, it would be the worst day of my life.
Because he really was a curmudgeon-y, nasty guy.
Did he wear his Bozo suit when he would come
I've never seen him as Bozo. No.
So he'd come in, so because he was the national Bozo and he had like the licensing for Bozo, he could come in and critique your Bozo?
Oh, he wrote the manual. I mean, quite literally, I went to Bozo training.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
That was really scary, too.
Did Larry give the training?
No.
Okay.
Wow. But he had manual. He wrote the manual.
He wrote the manual. Hello. On Bozo.
Don and Mike show. You're on the air with Captain 20. Hello.
Captain 20.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I used to watch, I'm 37 years old, I used to watch, my sister and I used to watch you as Bozo and as a Captain 20. I forgot all about Gore Duvall until you guys started talking about it. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, my sister wrote in for some contest, and about 6 months later we had forgotten all about it, and she got this giant 3-foot cardboard Tootsie Roll in the mail.
Yes.
Filled with Tootsie Rolls of all kinds of different flavors.
Oh, man, very
good. Yes, that
I swear to God, you just brought back like the biggest childhood memory that was a long, and they did give away cupcakes on Channel 20.
Yeah, hosting cupcakes. Right.
The other thing was, if you could get one of those big ass Tootsie Rolls, because inside that baby had to have thousands of Tootsie Rolls.
Was it just Tootsie Rolls or Tootsie Roll Pops?
Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Roll Pops are in the big ones. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
All right, well, Dick, it's been great having you here. We have to go talk about other stuff now that doesn't involve.
Oh, that's no fun.
Well, you were really nice to come down here. We appreciate that. And obviously, a lot of people were into the fact that you were on the show.
Your website's captain20.com, countgore.com, and we'll link them both on our site. And thank you.
I appreciate it very much. It's been a pleasure to be here and to talk to all the folks at the Magic Call In.
Dick Dizel, Captain 20.
Yeah.
Make me happy and win lots of prizes, Space Buddies.
Yes. Pretty good.
Take care.
Now you got to leave now. We talk about you.
He did the Spock salute.
Thank you, Dick.
He did. He did the Spock salute.
Very nice meeting you.
Take care. That was fun. Yeah. And now, wasn't Willard Bozo, too?
Willard was Bozo. Ronald McDonald.
Mm-hmm. Right. Here we go.
Okay. What a wonderful man. Just let me say three words. Just for men.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I can relate to that.
To the roots.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now that was like a
thrill. Bring back memories
that
for you?
That was a thrill having Captain 20 here. Are you kidding?
That was neat. That was. And how many cities had guys like that that both did the nighttime and the... I would think it would be an amazingly fun gig.
Wichita had a ton of shows. Our Major Astro, his suit, by the way, for people who remember that, he had an actual NASA space, astronaut suit that he got from NASA.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
And with that collection of all sorts of guys all over the country, you had to have some of those guys that were doing those shows just blotto.
I know it's going to be scary.
Give me another drink.
One station in my town found a guy who looked and sounded exactly like Popeye. And together with a guy, a disc jockey named Bill McLean, who played Captain Bill, you'll understand why Captain Bill needed to be there, they would host Popeye cartoons on Saturday morning. Because Popeye, the real human who looked like Popeye, couldn't always make it to work.
Because he looked like Popeye because he'd been drinking.
Yeah, to some degree. And okay. And that's also why he couldn't always make it to work, so Captain Bill had to take over.
Captain Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Ah, Captain. Very interesting.
Anyway, go to his website. He's got all the pictures of Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Captain 20 and Gore Duvall.
A lot of fun.
Man, oh, man.
Now, just when Rob comes back in the room, mm-hmm. I'm no faggot. Check out how hard his nipples are.
Rob, look at you.
Yeah.
Well,
rock hard.
Pretty exciting for you.
He gave you some Count Gore DVDs.
There he is.
Oh, he's got DVDs?
Yeah.
Ah, the creature feature.
You'll watch those, won't you?
Oh, yeah, instead of American Idol. You bet. There's your, all right, thank you, Captain 20.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
The creature feature.
Thank you for the banana-themed bicycle.
Which is what I want. But you never got the long tube filled with Tootsie Rolls.
I did not, but I did get the monkey bars. Monkey bars. Captain 20.
You know, really, I'm sure he was good at Captain 20, but you look at this picture as Gore Duvall.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good character right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it really almost does make you wonder if Count Floyd was a ripoff of that, right. or if Count Floyd was not just a combination of all
guys.
Of the Count Gore Duvalls around.
I'm not kidding you this time, kid.
I'm not kidding you this time. Okay. stand by now for the Grammys.
I know it's going to be scary.
Not Grammys.
No. Right.
Stand by for the grannies.
Yes, 70-year-old grandmothers.
In the next half hour or so on the show, if you have a grandmother, you'd like to have her involved in the show, all you got to do is call her up. We'll call her up and play games and win money with the grandma.
Yes, your grandma could walk away with a serious prize.
Not now, but just be advised.
Soon.
We're doing it. Well, I can't say there's no physical challenges because there are a couple of physical challenges that can be accomplished over the telephone.
Nothing dangerous. Wow.
With the grandmas.
Sure there are.
That's right.
Mm.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Yeah, I see fish.
Thank you, Granny.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Granny.
So we'll be back with Dick Dizel's dyed hair.
This is Sorry. The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, Dick. Also, in
got the dirt.
This big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK, I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to dish dirt on you?
I'm hoping they've forgotten. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-shirt?
Do they know that seriously that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you, and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter? We're out of time. Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, God damn it, you're taking us off?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to... By the way, we should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not.
Uh-huh.
So
right. Sometimes
that's why we got a little cut off. Sorry. Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sure I will.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Just remember what your old pal Bose always says. Just keep laughing.
Read the manual.
Bozo, excuse me, local Bozo, Larry Harmon's waiting outside in his suit without his makeup on to critique you today.
You heard what he said, it was the worst day of the year.
Yeah.
How horrible, because the guy, we know the guy was a hump.
Right.
Notoriously Unco, Don and Mike.
So you're the local Bozo, let's say, like in the case of Dick Dizel for Paducah, Kentucky.
Right.
You're doing your best. Come on and entertain the kids one day a week.
Pretty proud of yourself.
Mr. Ballbuster, Mr. Original Bozo is going to come to town.
Nah, you're not doing it right.
Big 25-cent cigar in his suit.
Yeah, well, you can't even see. You lift the shoe up. You flap the feet down.
Bozo.
Come on.
Say it with me. It's Bozo.
Come on.
Bozo. Look at that wig.
What is that? It's not my hair. Put my hair on the right way.
What color is that nose?
Oh.
Is that... apple red?
Do you wash the suit? The suit doesn't look like it's washed.
You are the worst Bozo. I got a Bozo in Evansville, Indiana, who could kick your ass.
You better straighten up, fly right. There's a million guys waiting to be Bozo and back here. Mm-hmm. This is a suck fest. It's the worst show I've ever seen.
Speaking of suck fest, when do I get to see the chicks?
I want the weather girl. I want it down and now.
Now you tell the weather girl, I'll put on the Bozo makeup.
But that's it. And I mean,
that's it. I'll be naked in the general manager's office wearing just my Bozo makeup.
Then you wait. She never shows up.
Where is she? Send down Sue Palka.
Come on now. Most of the girls think it's a big deal if I keep the makeup on.
Okay. First name, Bo. Last name, Zoe. Tell her my shoes are not the only big thing on me, and get a pretty weather center ass down here.
Yeah, baby. I wrote the manual. I wrote the Bozo manual. This is my fourth city in 5 days.
Smoking a cigarette going, that's right, I just got done cutting Dick Dizel a brand new hole.
Man, he's terrible. He's terrible.
Not just anybody can walk it off the street and be.
Yeah, come on,
Bozo.
Baby. Take care of the second red nose. Yeah.
It's my three-ring circus.
What's my name? Larry Harmon?
Larry Harmon.
Yeah, I'm bitter. They don't pay me enough. Come on now. These people that they call it Bozo.
I'm the original Bozo.
I wrote the manual on how to be Bozo.
Don't forget that.
Dick Dizel. Get ready for your worst day of the year.
And don't forget to tell all the secretaries, time to go low with Bozo.
Captain 20, what do you mean they formulated a new character?
What?
He's taking me off?
He's a Dracula? No, he's a Bozo.
That's crap. That's crap. See if I ever visit you again.
My code name for this trip will be Blozo. Tell all the secretaries, Larry Harmon's in town.
Blozo's coming to see you.
Big Larry's here.
All right, Dizel, come into my office.
Dizel, it's Harmon.
This is terrible stuff. Terrible, terrible stuff. You're embarrassing the product. You're embarrassing the product.
Dizel, who taught you how to take a pie in the face? You pots.
Yeah, is that, you call that the Bozo March? I'm furious with you.
Now, when you have the children, throw the little balls, the little ping pong balls, into the little flower pots. What you want to do is call it the Bozo Challenge.
Your hair, your makeup, the whole look, disgraceful.
It's not the Bozo Contest. It's not the Bozo Prize. No. It's the Bozo Challenge. Don't question me.
I've had it. This is the worst video I've ever... Turn your shoes in. Turn your shoes in now. Jesus Christ, I fly halfway across the country to see this crap. Put your heart into it.
Where's the booze in this office? I don't care it's 10 o'clock in the morning. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Tokyo. I got a better Bozo in Japan than I got in you, Dizel.
Oh, man, I'm angry with you. Get out of my office. It's cocktail hour for Larry.
Don't make me be a bad guy.
Hey, Dizel, don't make me pop your eye out.
Charlie M? Charlie M is the new Bozo?
Charlie M? You put Charlie M on in Paducah, Kentucky? I'll give my ruffled collar for a pint of gin.
Read the book, The Bozo Manual.
You what? You lost it. You lost the effing manual.
Listen, Dick, you've got big shoes to fill. I am the Bozo Man.
Look, you lost the manual. You can't see it under this makeup, but I am very angry.
I look like I'm smiling. I'm angry at you.
Oh, God.
Now go outside and get that cute little thing to come inside and take care of me while you go work on your balls and cup routine and let her come in and work on my balls and cup routine.
And then you hear the sounds behind the door.
Whoa, yeah.
Probably did the whole thing for the ladies.
You tell Dick Dizel it's Larry Harmon, and if I have to wait 5 more minutes, there's going to be cowboy boots. food all the way up his butt so he tastes it in his throat.
You lost the manual. You lost the manual. You're fired. Bastard. I can't believe you.
You're done. You're a disgrace to all bozos.
Dizel, you'll never wear a clown suit again.
Well, you're right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.